1-2-1.
Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir, Middle East expert and a professor from the Center for Global Affairs at New York University in the United States. Hello, Dr. Meir.
Hello, John. How are you? Nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak with you, too. I'd like to ask you some questions today, if you could, on the IAEA resolution on Iran. Now, they're calling for an intensification of dialogue with Iran to bring about an urgent resolution to all issues. That's their wording.
Well, I think the urgency emanates from the fact that the report that the IAEA came up with in last week was a clear and, in fact, alarming on a number of fronts. Number one, from the report we discerned that Iran has been experimenting with the triggers for nuclear weapons. It has built a tank to experiment with nuclear explosives. It has been adjusting missiles to place on it a cone that is suitable only for nuclear delivery. The evidence is clear from their perspective that Iran has moved clear toward acquiring the technology to produce a nuclear weapon, hence the call for urgent dialogue. And I think you might say, John, that this is quite consistent with even what the Russian foreign minister had been saying. He has been saying all along that the solution to the Iranian nuclear problem arises with negotiation, a continuing negotiation, and that we should be established some kind of a quid pro quo. If the Iranian give in and answer all the questions, allow unfettered inspections anytime the IAEA wishes, and then begin to fully cooperate, then against these type of steps, the West will begin to ease their sanctions against Iran. I think it's a very reasonable approach on the part of Russia, except, however, here that the Russians themselves, in particular, more than any other country, need to make sure that actually this quid pro quo, this kind of give and take, actually take place with real sincerity, with real credibility, rather than just merely talking about it. So I think that is the urgency. I'm saying with Russia, Russia is able in a very perfect position because it was Russia who built up the nuclear facilities for peaceful purposes in Iran. Russian scientists are in Iran helping the Iranian with their nuclear program, peaceful program. So the Russians are in a much better and stronger position play a bigger role in trying to bring about a constructive dialogue.
Okay. Last time we spoke, and you said they were going to present some really concrete evidence. What was that? Was it released?
Well, it was released, absolutely. The report is quite clear. The evidence that have presented, some of which I mentioned to you, has been gathered from a number of sources and have been verified accordingly, which means when you have such an evidence coming from one source, you want to make sure it is actually credible and true, so you look for other sources. And when you have two, three, four collaborating sources that attest to the same evidence, then you know it is credible and you know it's real. And this is what I think the IAEA has done at this point. The director general of the organization is a cautious man. He is not making this type of accusation without any evidence.
Okay.
And I think it should be taken quite seriously.
This is the Voice of Russia.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir. How is this resolution by the IAEA going to affect Israel's position?
I think, you know, when you speak about Israel, anything Israel says on that has to be understood in the context of the history of the Jews, specifically in the wake of World War II. And I don't want to talk too much about it, but I think it's a unique situation because Israelis have this terrifying fear of being extinguished by some certain enemy. In World War II, it was Nazi Germany. Now Iran has been occasionally talking about its desire to extinguish Israel altogether. So the Israelis take these type of threats seriously. Having said that, I do not believe that Israel will act unilaterally unless other pieces have fallen in place. Three, in my view. Number one, that the sanctions are not slowing Iran any further. Two, that the United States basically ruled out the use of force. And three, that Iran has, in fact, reached a point what the Israelis call of no return. If the Israelis conclude that these three pieces are in place, I dare to say that Israel will take unilateral action.
Is this a truly sincere attempt at a diplomatic solution by the IAEA?
I honestly must tell you, since the report came out, I spoke with a number of people, a number of states involved, you know, from the 35. I spoke with a number of European. In fact, the last one was only day before yesterday. And they don't have a doubt about the fact that the report is by and large very accurate, that Iran has been hiding its nuclear program, and it has to come out clean. We are not suggesting, however, that Iran is intended to use such a weapon against Israel and wipe Israel off the map. What we are saying is Iran having a nuclear weapon, from the assessment being made by various countries in the region and outside the region, this could create a serious repercussion, because Iran is ambitious and wants to become a regional hegemon. With a nuclear weapon, it could assert itself differently. This is not something that not only Israel will not tolerate. The Sunni Arab state, in particular Saudi Arabia, the Gulf state, Egypt, and others, will not tolerate that. So it is not just an Israeli issue, really. It's a Middle Eastern issue.
Sure.
And that is why there is a great deal of concern. This is going to get out of control, and a nuclear arm race will begin in earnest, and at that point in time, everything will be up in the air. Russia has a tremendous amount to gain by playing a significant role, bringing about serious negotiation and allow Iran to come out clean. And that is an open situation today, and I think it should be taken advantage of.
Okay, it just seemed by some of the reports out there that the IAEA is now the tail wagging the dog.
Well, you know what it is. People write all kind of stuff, but I don't think they understand how the mechanism really works. IAEA reports, the nations involved, only they can take action.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's why we need experts like you.
My pleasure, anytime.
Okay, thank
John,
you, sir.
Anytime. You're very welcome. Okay. All the very best.
And to you too, sir. That was an interview with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir, Middle East expert and a professor from the Center for Global Affairs at New York University. Thanks for listening. 1-1.